بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اشارف او بلو الشيخ اول رومي ثاني تبريز دورا هذا الشيخ حكيم شيخ العرب والعجم هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله مرقده كلام جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا the slave who gonna stay with obedience of Allah جل شانہ جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چین پا سکے جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا جب تک کہ کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا فانی بتوں کے عشق میں جو ہوگا مبتلا فانی بتوں کے عشق میں جو ہوگا مبتلا تا عمر دوست تو پریشان رہے گا تا عمر دوست تو وہ پریشان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا فانی بتوں سے سر پہ نظر گر نہیں کیا فانی بتوں سے سر پہ نظر گر نہیں کیا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا ظالم اگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور ہے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا کسی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا، دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا، انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا، جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا، انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، friends, in trying to translate this beautiful poem of our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, really I'm addressing myself. Every line and every stanza and every couplet here pertains to me. And as Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah said, that when a person speaks, his tongue is closest to his ears. Before my voice reaches anybody else, it is reaching me. May God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives me tawfiq of practicing on this great advice of our doctor and everybody else. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah entitled this poem, Jo Banda Tera Tabe Farman Rahega, that person who will always stay in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be his fruit? What will be his compensation? What will be his reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you look at the subject matter of Quran Sharif, then you'll find that there also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two categories of people. One, those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will be in Jannah, they will be in gardens beneath which rivers will flow. مَثَلْ جَنَّةِ الَّذِي وُجَدَ الْمُسْتَقُونَ, that example of the Jannah, the garden that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those people who got taqwa. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرَةٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. What favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them? The rivers of milk in this world, now we get long life milk. Even long life milk has got an expiry date. There's rivers of milk which will never ever change in taste. Rivers of honey, yeah, to buy one bottle of honey, we know what a mission it is. There are rivers of honey. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other side speaks about the people who are disobedient to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be their end and what will be their fate? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. So here also Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi is teaching us what the effect of sin is. And as I said, that every line and every stanza pertains to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up the eyes of my heart and make me realize and take ibrat and make islah. Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا. The dead person who will sacrifice himself for his desire, every whim and every fancy, every desire he wishes to fulfill. Now he's not worried about the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the time will come when people will not be concerned of how they earn their sustenance, whether it is from halal, whether it is from haram. And remember that one morsel of haram, if it goes into the belly, 40 days of ibadat, although we still have to do it, but the reward will not be there. The displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the effect of it is. A person, the example of a Pardada Shaykh Hazrat Mala Abral Haq rahmatullah alayhi was traveling from Jeddah to Makkah Sharif, and it was a very, very hot day, and they were feeling uncomfortable in the car, and he said to the driver who was connected to him, was his murid, they put on the aircon, put on the AC. He said, Hazrat, the AC is on, the air conditioner is on, perhaps one of the windows are open, one of the windows of the car is open. When they saw the back window was a little bit open, the hot air from outside was coming in. So Hazrat Wallah, they closed the window. After that, Hazrat Wallah rahmatullah alayhi, Imam al-Anfila, he said that, look, the air conditioner was fulfilling its work. It was fulfilling its function. It was working properly. But we were not feeling the benefit of it. We were not feeling of the effect of it because of the hot air that was coming in from outside. Similarly, now when we are doing good deeds, then a person thinks, I'm reading Awwabin, I'm reading Tahajjud, I'm reading Dars, I'm teaching in Madrasa, I'm going in Jamaat, I'm coming weekly to Majlis. Whatever the case may be, he feels that he's doing so much. But what is his guna? It's like that bucket which he's trying to fill, which has got a hole in it. that everything is going out. So Hazrat Rahmatullah said the effect of the hot air from outside was neutralizing the function and the benefit of the air conditioner. Same with our gunas. When Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was given advice by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqi al-maharim, takun a'badan nas. O Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu anhum, let's stay away from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, where were they in the disobedience of Allah? This was advice for me, till the day of Qiyamah. Let's stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kun a'bad nas, you will become the most pious slave in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the advice wasn't given to read a lot of tahajjud and make a lot of tilawat and keep nafal rozas and give, not to say that we shouldn't do that. We should be trying to, and we should endeavor to do that. But to stay away, to abstain from guna and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most important, as this will neutralize the benefit of the good actions of a person. Further, Allah rahmatullahi says, ممکن نہیں قلب میں وہ چین پائے گا جب تک کہ کوئی عامل اختیار رہے گا. It is not possible that a person will find comfort of heart, the peace of mind, until he remains in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until a person is always perpetrating guna and doing actions to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is impossible that that person will find peace of mind and comfort of heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Remember, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take heed that only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will a person find contentment of heart, peace of mind. Tatma'innul qulub, itminan, peace of mind, contentment, will only find in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi is portraying that ayat to us, that remember, as long as you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever find contentment of heart. Pani puto ke ishq mein hoga jo mubtala, ta umar dosto, wo pareshan rahega. That a person who will get involved in illicit affairs, then they will remember, till the time of his life, he will always be pareshan. And Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, in his very, very jovial way, he said, that yes, in this word parishan is the word pari. Pari means a fairy. The word parishan means problems. In the word parishani is pari. When a person will get involved with the pari, a beautiful doll of this world, illicit relationship, then remember that pari is in parishani. You will find difficulty. You will never ever find contentment of heart. One person said to Mullah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, that Hazrat, if I see a woman and I don't look at her, then I feel restless. If I, Hazrat Rahmatullah said to him, that answer your own question. If you look at her and you take enjoyment from the haram, then how long do you feel restless? He says, then even if I'm reading salah, even in sajda, I'm thinking about her. Whatever I'm doing for days and an end, I only think about that woman. And Hazrat Rahmatullah said that if you don't look, he said for a few minutes, for a little while, and after that is over, said, well then answer your own question. See where there's contentment. There's only contentment in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dono jahan mein jo paayega, dono jahan mein paayega, wo chain ki hayat, jo banda tere taabe hai, farman rahega. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنَةً, that person will do good action, whether it is male or whether it is female. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, that will give him a good life, will give him a life of contentment, will give him a peace of mind, will give him a life of peace, and everything will be smooth going in both the worlds, not only in this world. Just now Hafsa was reading in the kitab the example of that son who is disobedient to the father. Then the father won't be concerned about him, whether he is at home or whether he is away. But if he is obedient to the father, then even if he is away, he has gone overseas to study, he has gone to Darulun to become an alim, the father will always be worried about his expenses, his comfort, what does he need, he's got his sticks, he must see the doctor, he's got the expense to pay for the doctor, whatever the case may be, he needs to go in Jamaat from there, he needs to go for Chilla, he needs expense. Father will be concerned about his comfort all the time. When he is at home, even more so. He is sick, yeah, take him to the doctor. Met with a car accident, Allah forbid. See to him, take him to the hospital, whatever. See to his comfort all the time because he is obedient to the Father. Same with us, that when we will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whether in this world, like to say, the sun is away. Whether we are in this world, we are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will see to our peace and our comfort. And when we go home, when we go to our abode, then there also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at us and will see to our peace and to our contentment. Fani ke taur se sarf e nazar nahi gar nahi kiya darja e qalb mein tere toofan rahega. If a person does not stay away from illat dafir, then all the time he will find storms in the ocean of his heart. In the world of his heart, he will always find storms. Our Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, one is adam qasd nazar, and one is qasd adam nazar. Qasd, intention, and adam, not to be there, and nazar, it's a vision. It's like a person who will not make intention, he will not make niyat to stay away from, to abstain from looking at the opposite gender, then he's going to fall into it. A person will stay on the border, he will always, the wolf always attacks the sheep that is on the outer part of the flock. So like that, a person will not make intention that to stay away from looking, he's going to fall into it. And that person who will make his intention daily that, oh Allah, I will not look, I will not cast illicit gazes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him in his endeavor. Zalim, agar rahe tu meri anjuman se dur, e husn, tera ishq pe ehsan rahega. Zalim is a word of address to make us understand that, oh, this beauty of this world, if you will stay away from me, then this will be your favor for me. How Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, throughout the night, used to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hold his beard and address himself and address the pleasures of this dunya and say that I have divorced you 3 talaqs. Now stay away from me. Go and deceive somebody else. But by me, there is no place for you. So here the same thing Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying that, oh, the compass of this world, oh, the beauty of this world, if you stay away from my anjuman, if you stay away from me, if you go, this will be your favor upon me. Because I've got nothing in common with you. I don't desire you, and you shouldn't come to me. Finally, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says, سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اکثر کی زبان سے آتی تو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says that we hear this all the time, everywhere in the world. That is why it is so important to go to these programs, to go to this majalis, to stay in the company of the Ahlullah. That this is where we will learn that if a person does not stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in his fortune will only be deprivation. He will be only deprived from the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding to really bring into my heart what has been written here and what has been said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'ni. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always continuously showering his ni'mah on us. And the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously showering upon us. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for insan. Whatever is in the whole world and systems of the whole world has been created solely for insan only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth, I have made it for you. I have made it, I have subjugated it for you. Everything is in the khidmat of insan. The whole systems of the world, the sun, the moon, the oceans, the crops, everything has been made for insan so that insan can live an easy life, a nice life. He can go through his life comfortably. He can live a life of comfort. He can enjoy the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever Allah has made, everything is for us. Everything is in our service, in our khidmat. But what is our objective? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us? Everything has been made for us. And what is our objective? And our objective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا لِعَبْدُونَ, so that you can make my ibadah, you can prepare for the akhirah, you can کہ the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. This is our objective in life. That everything has been made for us, and we have been made for the akhirah. And our duty is to get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can utilize all the ni'mas which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Everything that has been made for us, how we can utilize it and use it to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for our akhirah. We are all on this journey. Like Hazrat was saying, that nazar qadam sui marqad, nazar sui dunya. That unfortunately our feet, we are going towards the akhirah, to our qabr, but our nazar is on the sides of this world, and we are always looking at the things of this world and gathering the things of this world. In actual fact, the things of this world is actually there just to assist us and to help us to get towards that akhirah. We shouldn't make the objective of the worldly things our objective. Allah has made it for us, for our khidmat. We shouldn't be in the khidmat of this world. The world is in our khidmat. And we should utilize this world to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mala Ibrahim Devlas, Safa Rahmatullah, Damad Barakatuh, he said, let's use this world, the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni ala deeni bid dunya. Oh Allah, this world which you have given me, let me utilize it for my deen. This whatever Allah has bounties is given us, let us utilize it so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can utilize it to make our akhirah. So this is our objective, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put everything for us and made everything comfortable for us. He has given us everything in this world. But we have to utilize this world to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for that akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all.